The next patient is Mr. Lester Toller. The last name is T-O-L-A-R. This is a clinical case of a 61-year-old. White male that has a pancreas kidney transplant in 2007. The patient has a very good kidney function. The serum creatinine is 1.35 and the estimated GFR is above 60 mL per minute. The patient has an albumin of 3.8 and the total protein is within normal limits. Period. Serum electrolytes are within normal limits, program level between 6 and 7. There is no evidence of proteinuria, no evidence of blood sugar, no evidence of elevation of the blood sugar. Number two, the patient has a history of arterial hypertension. However, the blood pressure has been very well controlled today. Blood pressure 122 over 62. Number three, hyperlipidemia that is under control when the administration of simvastatin 20 milligrams every day. The patient has a history of secondary hyperparathyroidism. He's taking calcitriol 0.25 milligrams POVID after the parathyroidectomy, and continues to take the calcium carbonate 1250 milligrams once a day. Following number, the patient continues to be with the BMI that is over 30, and he's complaining of right hip pain. I really would like to see him losing weight before he goes to see the hip doctor. Following number, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Following number, vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. We are going to advise the patient once again to stay away from processed food, follow a low sodium diet, a fluid restriction of 50 ounces in 24 hours, take the medications, and restrict the number of calories so he will be able to lose weight before he thinks of hip replacement, period. Paragraph. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face evaluation. 20 minutes, this patient has a seborrheic dermatitis that I am going to continue treated with ketoconazole and steroids. Prescriptions given. In the documentation, we spent 7 minutes.